General William Odom, a former senior intelligence officer who was no stranger to this program, died last Friday. Bill Odom was a retired Army Lieutenant General who served in Jimmy Carter's White House and then in the Reagan administration as director of the National Security Agency. He was a West Point graduate who served in Vietnam and then took a Ph.D. in comparative politics at Columbia University. He was someone we turned to for perspective first on the Soviet Union. He was a Russia expert. He was a hardliner, often skeptical of Moscow's intentions. Most recently, we heard from him about Iraq. He was highly critical of the war policy there. But most often, he spoke about intelligence, the problems of acquiring it, analyzing it, and then acting on it.
The intelligence runs into two kinds of biases. There are ethnocentric biases that we get from our own education and projection of a view of the world that we hold onto others. Then there's the bias of the demands of the decision maker, be he political or military commander. And it takes a pretty strong intelligence officer to stand up and deliver information that's not acceptable to that political viewpoint.
That was General Odom speaking here back in January of 2004. Zbigniew Brzezinski knew William Odom from Columbia and then brought him to the National Security Council when he was President Carter's National Security Advisor and joins us now. How would you describe William Odom?
Both as a fighter and as an intellectual. A person deeply committed to his principles, to his country, and at the same time a person who could analyze in a dispassionate, realistic fashion, see opportunities as well as drawbacks in stands taken even by our own government.
In that clip of from an interview that I did some years ago, a few years ago, with William Odom, he talked about the challenge of the intelligence officer confronting the policymaker with information that might not be what the policymaker wants to hear. Was he good at doing that?
Well, anyone who knew him knew that this is a man who speaks his mind. He was very good at making it clear where he stands, and he didn't give a damn whether people cared, agreed, or not.
Doesn't sound like the normal makings of a Washington career in the military or otherwise, but he didn't care, you say.
No, he rose because he stood for things. A lot of people rise because they stand for nothing. He was one of those very lucky people who stood for something and he rose nonetheless. And in that sense, I think, is a good example for others.
How decisive do you think for him was the experience of having been part of the Vietnamization program in Vietnam late in the war there?
I think what was decisive for him was his own experience as a soldier, as an officer, fighting the Vietnamese War. I think he came to realize that there are some wars that are not winnable in the conventional sense unless a democracy like the United States embarks on total national mobilization and then engages in total national annihilation of the enemy. And he knew that that is the kind of thing a democracy would not do. And he saw some real parallels between his own experience in Vietnam, which made him increasingly critical of our war efforts, and the recent war, the ongoing war in Iraq, which he felt very strongly ought to be terminated as soon as possible.
Personal recollections of Bill Odom from either from your days on the when you were National Security Advisor or at some other time?
Tough, outspoken, energetic, unwilling to bow if he felt strongly about something, very, very intense in his efforts, penetrating in his judgments, quite a personality.
Yes. Well, Dr. Brzezinski, thank you very much for talking with us.
It was good to talk to you.
It's Zbigniew Brzezinski speaking of his former colleague and friend, late William Odom, former director of the National Security Agency, who died Friday of an apparent heart attack at the age of 75.